Welcome to the Purposeful Parenting Podcast. I'm Harriet Rowe, wife and mother of four adult children, three girls and one boy, all graduates of the United States Military Academy at West Point. Grab a cup of tea or coffee, get cozy, and take in your weekly dose of purposeful parenting. Here we go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Proverbs 3rd chapter, 5th through the 6th verse. Welcome to another episode of Purposeful Parenting. As you know, throughout life we're going to have to make decisions about something. Some of those decisions are small and may or may not have an effect on anything else or anyone else. Other decisions could affect us for a long time. Sometimes the smallest decision that we make could affect us for a lifetime. Should we move into a bigger house? Should I take this promotion? Should I leave this job? On and on, there are decisions to be made. So your children have to learn how to make decisions. And that's what this podcast today is about, teaching your child how to make choices. With all things, it's up to you to help your child learn how to make choices and how to make wise choices. There are four key principles that you should teach your children about decision making. First of all, they need to look beyond immediate gratification. They also need to consider the consequences, long and short term. And they have to know that they can't just consider themselves in the decisions that they make. And they need to evaluate their options based on their values, the values that you have taught them. Now let's take a look at each one of these. First of all, looking beyond immediate gratification. As you know, this world today is one of give me now, give me now, give me now. It's one where major temptations are faced every day and they promise immediate gratification. Use this face cream and overnight you'll notice these wrinkles disappear. Take this and you'll lose 5 pounds in one day. We want things now. We see a line at the grocery store. We don't want to wait. We look for the fastest checkout line that we can find. We don't want to save something for later. We don't want to work for it. And we certainly don't want to wait for it. But those are not good things to do. We're so focused on what we want that we don't even think about the consequences that that it might have on us later. Okay, now let's take a look at consider the consequences long and short term. First of all, they should never, ever underestimate the impact of the consequences. A poor choice can have a permanent negative consequence, and it can last for generations. And more often than not, the consequences don't just affect one person, the whole families, and once again, generations in that family can be affected by one poor decision, or they can be affected by one great decision. The other thing, you don't want to just consider yourself. Be mindful of just pleasing yourself, because decisions can affect others, as I mentioned. Don't just think in terms of what's good for you only. The choices that you make can affect others as well. No one is completely independent from others. It's almost like a boomerang effect. And then decisions need to be evaluated based on the options, based on your values. If the decision goes against everything you've been taught, then it's not a good one. If it goes against God's word, then it's the wrong decision. That's plain and simple. Now, let's take a look at why you should teach your child decision-making skills. First of all, it empowers them to take control of their lives, and it develops and gives them a sense of autonomy. If you're helping them with the decision-making process, you're instilling confidence and independence in them, and this prepares them for a better future and prepares them to take and make decisions in the future that can affect them in the future. Decision-making involves weighing options and considering the consequences and evaluating the outcomes. So as you're guiding your children through this process, you're helping them develop critical thinking skills. Because think about it, you're sitting there talking to them saying, if you make this decision to play soccer as opposed to taking this in the class in order to graduate and go to the college you need, how do you think that's going to affect you? You're teaching your child to think critically and to look at the future. This enables them to make informed choices and to solve problems effectively. Making decisions, especially when they're faced with uncertainty or adversity, will foster resilience also. By allowing your child to make decisions, you're providing them with opportunities for them to learn from both successes and failures. Ultimately, you're going to be strengthening their ability to bounce back from setbacks and persevere in the face of challenges. Also, involving children in decision-making processes within your family will reinforce their values and their beliefs. Because as they're making decisions, as you're sitting there talking to them, you're going to be talking about what you think as a family, what your beliefs are as a family, and how they should go based on those values and those beliefs. It's going to provide a platform for open communication and mutual respect and understanding each other's perspective. You don't want to tell them, you need to do this. Now, there are sometimes their decisions are going to have to fall in your lap, but you still want to talk to your child about how you came about those decisions. This collaborative approach strengthens family bonds, and it's also going to foster a sense of belonging and unity. Now, how can you teach your child how to make wise choices? First of all, teaching your child to make choices or wise choices starts at a young age. You're going to give your child a choice between small things first. For instance, in the morning, you might get up and say, do you want this cereal or do you want eggs? Do you want this or do you want that? And let them decide. Let them decide, okay, it's cold outside, but do you want this coat or do you want this coat? This one or that one? As he or she gets older, you can go have him or her go into the closet and make the right choices based on the weather or based on what the activity is going to be for the day. As your child gets older, he or she may find himself having to decide what classes to take in school, as I mentioned earlier. And this is going to require your guidance because they might have the ability to do an academic class, but they just want to skate by. And you will have to explain to them why they should go in one direction as opposed to the other. And you will have to show them why it's important to work hard. And sometimes that is going to have to be a choice that they have to make. You also want to lead by example. As with all things, you want to model good decision-making skills. Children will learn by watching you make decisions. You want to let them hear your thought processes when you're deciding something. For instance, you may be deciding to buy a car. You might want to let them hear you talk about the pros and the cons of a certain car. What's wrong with this car? Does it fit into the household budget? How long will it take to pay for it? Are we going to make a huge down payment? Or are we going to go this route? So let them see and hear you talk through some of the decisions that you're making. You also want to do and maintain an open communication. Always, always encourage your child to communicate with you. You want them to feel comfortable discussing their thoughts and their concerns and how they are, what they're thinking about and the decisions that they're trying to make. If they come to you and saying, I'm trying to decide whether I want to be on the JV team and the coach asks me to be on the varsity team and I don't know which way to go. Well, this is a perfect time for you to sit down with your child and talk to them about playing time, about skills, about where they see themselves, and maybe even the both of you having a conversation with the coach. But help them see that they have to take a lot of things into consideration. And discuss consequences. You want to help your children understand the consequences of their actions. Discuss the potential outcomes, both positive outcomes and the negative outcomes. Because some decisions they make, no matter how well you thought you and your child have set and gone through things, they may be some negative consequences that come along with that. So you want to allow them to tell you what they see as some of the outcomes as being. And you can tell them some of the things that you see as happening. You want to encourage critical thinking. Teach them to think critically about their choices. Ask them questions that prompt them to consider different prospects or perspectives and potential outcomes. If they're trying to decide which college to attend, you might want to have them draw a chart with each college that they've been accepted to, and then list the pros and cons. For instance, for this college, College A, I received a scholarship. College B, I didn't get a scholarship. College C, they're going to pay for my room and board. College A has my major. College B doesn't have my major. So go through things like that to help them decide. I did that once with one of my nephews, and it helped him a lot because for a long time, he was hemming and hawing and didn't know what direction he wanted to go in. And I sat down with him and I said, hey, let's just look at the pros and cons. And we had a lot of pros and a lot of cons. But then as we got further down, we saw that the pros on one was starting to outnumber the cons. And he was able to look at all of them and make a decision. And I must say that he seems to be very happy. And this is the second year, I believe. And he's happy with the decision that he made. So help them to critically think about their choices. And also set boundaries. Establish clear boundaries and guidelines for behavior that will help your child understand what's expected of them and that will help them in their decision making. And you want to allow for independence. Give the child the opportunity to make decisions on their own within safe parameters. Now, if there's a big decision, you don't want to just drop them on the line and just have them dangling. You need to make sure that you're guiding them. But you want to help them to make decisions, allowing them to learn both from their successes and from their mistakes. You want to encourage problem solving. Teach them problem solving skills so that they can effectively evaluate their options and make informed decisions. And as always, you want to guide them, not control them. You want to offer guidance and support without imposing your own choices onto your children. I see a lot of parents doing this, the things that they enjoy doing, they figure that their children should enjoy it too, and they try to lead them in that direction. But that's not the thing to do. And what you want to do, once again, pros and cons, critical thinking, guide them, offer guidance and support without imposing your own choice onto your child. Acknowledge and learn from mistakes. Help them to learn from their mistakes rather than dwelling on them or even blaming them. If they make a decision and it takes them down the wrong road, as long as they have been clear and they've followed their values and they've done things the right way, if it turns out to be a poor decision in the long run, just say, hey, listen, we decided that you were going to do this. So let's see what we can do to make a difference. Mistakes are natural and they need to learn that it's part of the learning process. And then likewise, you want to celebrate successes. Celebrate and acknowledge when your child make wise choices and reinforce their positive decision-making behavior and let them know that they've done a good job. Teach your children Proverbs 16:9. Let them know that we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Teach them to listen for that still small voice so that they are following God's word, Let them know the things that God wants them to do. And if it goes against what God wants them to do, then don't do it. Life will present your child with choices that have to be made. Teaching your child how to make wise decisions will serve them well. Above all, remind them of Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. And parents, as you do this, you will be parenting on purpose.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Purposeful Parenting. For more tips on parenting, or if you would like to reach out, please visit me on harrietrowe.com and follow me on Facebook, Harriet Rowe. That's Harriet with two T's. I look forward to grabbing a cup of tea or coffee with you next week. Feel free to invite a friend. Until then, this is Harriet Rowe reminding you to parent on purpose.